were good for touchdowns. That was his first grab as a Badger.
And that was, I talked to you a little bit about that backside. That was a job right there by Riley Malman, the right tackle, of just finishing his man. And Tyree Walker did a great job again of pressing that hole, doing one cut and picking up a quick four.
You have Walker and Jackson Aker in the backfield. Kekahuna slot to the right. And the Badgers 45-yard line. We're at second down and six. Clock checking off. Play clock is at three, at two, and a timeout now taken. Phil Longo waving over his quarterback. First charge timeout here for Wisconsin, and it looks like we will take a commercial break along with it. UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Now we'll go ahead and take the commercial break. 7:06 left in the first half. 14-3, Wisconsin leads Purdue. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people. The same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Hey, Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association wants you to know that the Wisconsin Badgers support pig farmers all year long. Check them out at wppa.org. Badgers burning their first time out of the half. 7:06 left in it. 14-3. Wisconsin leads Purdue. Wisconsin a second and six from its own 45.
Yeah, really like what we're seeing when Wisconsin is running the football. I think Walker has done a really good job of sticking to the game plan, being physical, and getting positive yardage on every carry.
Let's go downstairs to Patrick.
The news getting worse in the wide receiver room. Tyrell Henry is now questionable to return to this game. He's in the Mueller Sports Medicine tent with a lower body injury as well. That's three guys down.
Ooh. Quincy Burroughs in there right now, wide to the right. Kekahuna motioning left to right. As Locke gets the snap, takes the hand off to Walker, throws over the middle, and it's batted down by Kendrick Breedlove, intended for Tretch Kekahuna at the 45 of Purdue. So Breedlove has had a lot of action his way in this first half. And Wisconsin now with a third and six from its own 45.
Yeah, and he's been kind of up to the task on cover. I know he got the one penalty getting there a little bit early, but he's reading that slant route, and Wisconsin's offensive line giving enough time for Braden to sit back in the pocket. Not a lot of room, and as these wideouts keep dropping, guys have to step up.
Three receivers right, one on the left, locked to throw. A little pressure up the middle. Braden trying to hang tough. Throwing picked off by Breedlove, who's taken down by Kekahuna at midfield. Second interception of this quarter for Kendrick Breedlove. As Purdue again with great field position off the sudden change.
Yeah, and that was a ball that was just thrown behind Kekahuna. Again, all kinds of time. It was actually Wisconsin's tailback cut out the linebacker. He was down on the ground. He was kind of at Braden Locke's knees, so I don't think he felt comfortable. He threw it behind him. Breedlove, who has been in position all day, gets his second interception of the afternoon.
Breedlove, couple of years at Ole Miss, was at Colorado. I think Young man's found a home.
A little prime action, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. Found a home. West Lafayette. So Purdue takes over at its 49-yard line. And Hudson Card is back in there. And that was a goal line package with Ryan Brown in that last possession. Two receivers right, two on the left. Maccabee, the running back. There's Card. We'll take the handoff. Throws it left. Max Clair, the tight end, catching. 45 outside the numbers. 40. 35-yard line. And he is cut down by Hunter Waller inside the 30 to the 29-yard line of Wisconsin. So a gain of 22, and the Boilermakers right back in business.
Yeah, and their tight end leads their team. Clair leads the team in reception, so you know he's going to be a part of this passing offense. And the bootleg they're putting, again, that puts a lot of pressure. A little fake, pulls it, and that was a case we did not have contained. Nobody was assigned, or whoever wasn't out there, and that gave us a big pickup on first down.
6:18 left in the half, 14-3 Wisconsin. First and 10 Purdue at the Badgers 29-yard line. Slot left, slot right. Card gets the snap. Badgers sending four. Card throwing left side deep, and it's knocked down by Kamoi Latu with airtight coverage, and the tight end to Max Clair inside the 5-yard line of the near side. Second and 10, Purdue at the Badgers 29.
Yeah, a little bit of pressure there late. Ben Barton was able to kind of get into Card's face. That ball, really nice play there by Latu to almost come down with an interception. Good route, and I love when you can get your head turned around and make a play on the football. Would have been nice to come down with it. That would have been a heck of a play, but it did set up a second and 10.
Austin Brown checks in for Latu. They continue to tag team it. Drew Bibber, the tight end, motioning left to right. Three receivers outside of the formation. Leland Smith wide to the left. Card gets the snap, four-man rush, one pump under pressure. Flush left, he'll pull it down and run, and he gets crunched inside the 25-yard line of Wisconsin. Leon Lowry makes the tackle. They'll place it right at the 25 at a gain of four, third down and six.
Yeah, great relentless pursuit there, because Lowry actually is what flushed Card out of the pocket. He was shoved the right tackle right into Card's lap, forced him in, and then didn't give up on the play, continued to chase and chase, and then put a lick on Card there. That's what, if you're going to avoid and get out of that pocket, make the quarterback pay.
Both teams are an 0 for on third down so far. Purdue is 0 for 5. It's third and six of the 25 of Wisconsin. Two receivers tied right. Two come out to the left. Max Clair slot left, motions right. Card calls for the ball. Back to throw. Four-man rush. Card looking. Back pedals. Drifts to his right. Now pulls it down. He'll throw left side. Maccabee the catch inside the 15. Inside the 10. Inside the 5. And brought down by Brown and Zachman at the 4 of Wisconsin, first and goal.
Well, that was their first third down conversion, but we've seen this way too many times. Third and long and all day. Give Card credit. He moved around in the pocket, was able to avoid the little rush that Wisconsin had, but way too much time to ask your defensive backfield to hold up in coverage. Maccabee is able to leak out, sit down in that coverage, and pick up a big chunk play to set him up here in a first and goal situation.
They show I-backs here. Drew Bibber, a tight end, lines up as a fullback. Maccabee, the tailback. Card under center for the 4-yard line. Takes the snap, gives it to Maccabee, runs into one of his own linemen, then gets stood up and driven back by Jake Cheney. Nothing doing there. A loss of one, in fact, to the 5, where it's second and goal for the Boilermakers.
And Ben Barton did a great job at the point of attack of shoving the left tackle right back into Maccabee, and that forces him to bounce, and that gave Jake Cheney, who is, tell you, he is all over today. Jake Cheney's playing relentless football. Nice job. Ben Barton made that play.
4 minutes left in the half, 14-3 Wisconsin. Purdue again trying to cash in off of a turnover. And they'll go wide backs once again. Card under center again. Bibber and Maccabee, the combination. On second down, Card a play fake, looking to throw, drifts to his right, under pressure, chased by Elijah Hills as Card will throw it up and away, incomplete, and it's third and goal, Purdue at the 5.
Yeah, I love the effort there. You guys, last week I thought Hills played a really good football game, and this is a case where they did bring pressure, not going to let Card just sit in the pocket, and it's not always easy. Hills did a great job of just forcing and forcing, not letting Card get that corner to become a run pass threat. He forced him out, dumped the football, and now here we go, third and goal from the 5.
From the 5-yard line of Wisconsin. Cam Brown, Leland Smith out to the left, Max Clair, Jamal Edrin to the right. Maccabee the running back, shotgun snap. Card fakes the handoff, spins off to his right, backpedaling under pressure, throws it up and away, incomplete. Badgers getting heat on Hudson Card, and it's fourth and goal at the five.
Yeah, and that's the difference. When they've been able to convert the third down that they did, it was all time. Tressel decided, we're going to bring heat. We brought the heat. Ben Barton, again, got in that backfield. You force things that looked like they were trying to leak out their tight end off to the right-hand side for an easy touchdown, but the pressure got to Card, forcing him to fire it out the back of the end zone, setting up a field goal attempt. Big-time stop there by Wisconsin's defense.
23-yard try for Spencer Porath from the left hash mark. The snap, the spot, and the kick is away, and it is good. So he's in from 21 and 23. As Purdue settles for another field goal. We will take a break. No one gets you closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in Purdue's talk and analysis for the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered. Anywhere you go, get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Radio 2024. 3:27 left in the first half. Wisconsin 14, Purdue 6. Back in 1 minute. This is Badger football from Learfield.
LIUNA members construct Wisconsin's infrastructure, like roads, bridges, sewer and water lines, energy infrastructure, including solar and wind projects, plus on building projects like work at Camp Randall Stadium, a union with over 900 contractor partners. LIUNA Wisconsin members help meet contractors' demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce, all while earning great union wages, health care, and a pension. Feel the power of a career building Wisconsin's infrastructure as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. More info at liunawisconsin.org, liunawisconsin.org.
Fire up the grills, gather around the table, and build a bigger appetite for pork. Celebrate National Pork Month by making pork the MVP of your tailgate. Every bite of pork you and your family enjoy comes from farmers who take pride in raising a safe, high-quality, nutritious, delicious product. Learn more about how farmers are committed to raising animals the right way by visiting WPPA.org. While you're there, check out recipes and where you can source local pork. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Are you ready to be free from pain? Mueller Sports Medicine is your trusted family company in Prairie du Sac, supplying the highest quality tapes, braces, supports, and recovery products like Revive, available in stores and online to revive like a badger. Check out MuellerRevive.com. 8 plays, 46-yard drive for Purdue. It took about 3.5 minutes, but Badgers kept the Boilers out of the end zone. Spencer Porath with a 23-yard field goal. Now 14-6 Wisconsin with 3:27 left till halftime.
Yeah, and a lot of time, you know, the complimentary football narrative that we heard all week, it doesn't mean you don't give up points. I thought that was the case. You know, Locke throws a bad interception, and Purdue goes down, makes a couple of big plays, but 14-6 is a heck of a lot better than 14-10, and you saw a 21-yard field goal, 23-yard field goal, those stops, when you can save 8 points already, those are the things that is all part of that complimentary football narrative that you need to win football games.
Ben Freehill set to kick off. Vinny Anthony Cade, Yakim Elliott deep. Kick is in the air, and again, it will not be returned. Well, storyline for Wisconsin now is trying to dig into that depth chart in the wide receiver position.
That Mueller sports tent's been a little too full here in the first half.
It has.
And again, I think you need to be able to throw the football. You have to. And right now, you know, Braden's 5 of 13, 80 yards. He's got the two picks. This is tailor-made. You got 3 minutes, 27 seconds left. Let's see a little Walker time here. I think this is time. Lean on those guys up front. We heard Luke Fickell say all week that this group is the strength of your football team. Here's time to see it.
Walker in there right now. Kekahuna slot left. Pop pass. Kekahuna bending off the right side. 25. Breaks outside the numbers. 30, 35 to the 40. 45 and shoved out of bounds by Dylan Thieneman near the midfield stripe. So like you said, a little pop pass to Tretch is a good option too, huh?
Well, I mean, that's a completion, but it's a run, and it's a perimeter run. Trek makes one guy miss, and you pick up a big chunk play to get this drive started.
And a Boilermaker is down and shaken up. Their rush end, Will Helt.
Good football player.
Yeah, he is. Sophomore out of Carmel, Indiana. We had a few guys from that town. Badgers had a guy from Carmel, Indiana, Noah Burks. Became a really nice linebacker for Wisconsin.
Yeah, that just shows you what Tretch can do. And I know there's you're always, as a young player, you just try to get that coach's trust. We saw that in the bowl game. I think everybody was really excited about what he was able to do. You just find ways. Players need to build their confidence, too. And when you get that, you get a little pop pass. You just get the ball out in space. All of a sudden, everything else starts coming together. And that play right there was another good starting point to get Kekahuna more involved as more of these wide receivers are going down.
Yeah, and just to circle back, if you're listening and you're going, what's a pop pass? It's like a jet motion type of feel where the receiver is in motion. This lines up wide left in this case, motion right. And instead of handing the ball, you do pitch it to him. So if it hits the ground, it's an incomplete pass. It's like a handoff, only it isn't. So that's what a pop pass
quarterbacks
is.
Like that play.
They do. Easy completion. Here's Locke looking left, throwing left, and it's caught by Kekahuna again as he slides to the turf at the 47-yard line of the far side in Purdue territory. Gain of 7, second down and 3.
Again, good little fake. Got all of Purdue to go to the right side on that, and that just gives you one-on-one, which is all you can ask for. Well delivered there by Locke.
2:59 left in the half. 14-6 Wisconsin. Kekahuna slot right, Nowakowski slot left. Now Riley motions, lines up one to the right side. Locke will give it to Towie Walker in a collision with the linebacker Kadron Jenkins. Inside the 45, drives it near the 44 and very close to the line to gain here. I think they're going
to
say yes, sir. First down, Wisconsin. They place it at the 44 of Purdue.
Give that linesman a lot of power there. That's very close. Just go ahead. We'll take it. Yeah, I always get a kick out of that.
Yeah, it works. Clock continues to run. 2:20 left in the half. There's the 2-minute timeouts coming up. Badgers also have 2 timeouts available. Kekahuna slot to the right. Locke takes the handoff, drops the throw, looking, little backside pressure, now buys time, winds it up, throwing a deep left side, and it's way wide of the mark, out of bounds, intended for Kekahuna. Nylon Green on the coverage with 2:03 left in the first half. Incomplete. Second and 10, Wisconsin at the 44 of Purdue.
Yeah, I love the way this group up front is pass protecting today, giving Locke all kinds of time. That was, I always appreciate the guard. He goes out to help Nelson, shoves his guy onto it, and then comes back for a little rib shot, Matt. A little rib shot on that nose guard to help Renfro. Love that physicality.
You didn't have to demonstrate. Punching me in the ribs. On second down, handoff to Wee Walker up the middle inside the 40. Thieneman wraps him up at the 35 of Purdue on a gain of 9. As we hit now that 2-minute timeout with 1:58 left in the first half. 14-6, Wisconsin will keep it here. As you got a double dip opportunity here, the Badgers will get the kick in the third quarter, trying to create a little damage here in the final 2 minutes of the first half.
And I know how vital that is. And, talking to Luke this week, that's something that Wisconsin has not quite been able to do in the Alabama game and obviously last week. And that does set the tone for what you're trying to get done. And, there you're sitting at second and 10. You're going to set up a third and short here, but just stick with that running game. And you see, Towie Walker has been really good today. 10 carries, 51 yards. He's averaging 5.1 a carry. You saw an example there. He got to that second level. Purdue secondary, how interested are they going to be? He runs physical. And that's, I just keep always thinking back to the old days where you're running, and that is, you set that tone, and it really starts showing up in the second half.
Yeah, Walker, in the first quarter of the first game, got banged up. And he's been tough in it through. Didn't play game 2, but he's been grinding it out. And he's looking, as you said, looking really good.
Yeah, you saw some of his physicality. And then I think he gave him a ton of credit. I think he fought and competed to get back out on the field. But I really think that bye week helped him because he looked fresh last week against USC. I thought he really ran hard. And I think that's one of the things you see. Now he's getting more touches, more opportunities. I think that's going to really, really be good for him and how he runs.
Yeah, 12 carries, 55 yards last week against the Trojans and a couple of touchdowns. Hey, fans, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober, zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 1 minute, 58 seconds left of the first half. Wisconsin 14, Purdue 6. Boilermakers getting field goals off of back-to-back interceptions. One was bad luck. Great block pass that went off the hands and eventually off the back of Will Pauling. This second was a bad throw. Kendrick Breedlove with both interceptions for the Boilermakers.
But what I like about that, and yeah, the second throw was just, you know, there was a little bit of junk down at his feet. There's players down there, and you know, he threw it behind a bad play. That happens. But you're seeing he's come back out. He's got the first play, the little pop pass, which nice little confidence builder. But he's back. You love the moxie that Braden Locke is showing here.
C.J. Williams will come out wide to the rights. You got Benny Anthony, Tucker Ashcraft, and Riley Nowakowski. Out to the left, that's the short side of the field. Talwee Walker remains the running back as we get set to resume play. 1:58 left till halftime, 14-6. Wisconsin leading the Purdue Boilermakers. So here we go. Ashcraft wing left, Nowakowski wing right. Walker will shift to the left of Locke. He now will take and give it to Walker off the right side, and he gets set down by Cole Brevard at the 31-yard line of Purdue, and that'll be a first down for Wisconsin.
Yeah, good job by Wisconsin's offensive. Brunner pulled out, kicked his guy out, and then Ashcraft came in to kind of clean up anything that was loose. And you know, a lot of talk this week about third and short, fourth and short. No talk when you pick it up.
1:43, clock running, left in the half. First and 10 from the 31-yard line of Purdue. Anthony slot right, Williams wide right. Locke is the snap. He'll hand it to Walker again. Hits it off the right side. Inside the 30-yard line. Fights for a couple of more yards. Ligani Karlaftis slowing it down. Walker to the 28 of Purdue on a gain of 4. Clock running, 1:22 left in the half. Second and 6.
Yeah, you have plenty of time to do what you want. You have 2 timeouts. You pulled Brunner again. That was, I love that run because that was blocked for maybe a yard. But Walker kept his hand down and was able to kind of squirt to pick up 2 more.
1:08, clock running left in the half of the Purdue 28-yard line. Second down, hand off Walker again over the left side, inside the 25-yard line, down to the 22. Karlaftis on the stop. Looks like just a little short of the first down. So here we go, a third and short. Darian Dupree checking into the backfield for Wisconsin. Clock rolling, 50 seconds left of the break. Badgers sub, Purdue can do the same. Down to 45 seconds. Third down and 1. Wisconsin at the Purdue 22-yard line. 40 seconds left in the half. Lock hits the signal. Center Judge steps away. 35 seconds left in the half. Dupree behind Locke from the Purdue 22-yard line. Third down and 1. Locke takes. Hand off Dupree and gets the first down to the 20-yard line of the Boilermakers. That'll stop the clock to move the sticks. 26 seconds left in the first half. First and 10. Again, the Badgers have the 2 timeouts available. Trip to the red zone brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/Badgers. Clock has started to run there, and now a timeout is taken. They only stopped the clock to move the sticks, and then the clock started to run again, and precious seconds were ticking away. And 19 seconds left in the half. Badgers use their second timeout.
Yeah, and I'm all for running the clock down, but you pick up that, you run it. Nice job again of covering guys up front. You're not letting that penetration. You pick it up. And then I just thought, timeout. 26 seconds. The clock's going to start. You sub. Well, you know, like we talked about last week about Purdue, I'm going to take my sweet time coming in because you have to allot for the other team to sub. And it just ran off, 7 seconds there for no reason. So while I, the crowd was murmuring, you could kind of hear it. 26 seconds with a timeout, you feel all right. Now you're down. You've wasted 7 seconds there from Wisconsin's standpoint.
So here we go. 19 seconds left in the half. 14-6 Wisconsin. First and 10 for the Badgers at the Purdue 20. Anthony, Kekahuna and Ashcraft to the left. C.J. Williams to the right. Walker the running back. Pistol formation. Locke gets the snap. Purdue trying to bring a little heat. Shuffling left is Locke. Throwing left side wide open. Williams makes the catch. And he falls to the turf at the 1-yard line. First and goal, Wisconsin with 12 seconds left in the half. Locke stops. Until they're ready for play. Got to be ready. A timeout to burn. Clock is running down to 10 seconds. Here's the handoff to Walker. Touchdown, Wisconsin. It worked perfectly. 9 seconds left of the half.
Great clock management there. Everything worked out exactly how you wanted. Really nice job on the play before. Walker did just enough, but Braden Locke did a great job of avoiding that rush to throw to C.J. Williams and then get up on the ball. You still have that timeout with 12 seconds. Hammer it in. Walker finishes the drive off. Great execution by Wisconsin.
20-6, Wisconsin. Nathaniel Vaco's on for the PAT. As the Lions are down, and the kick is in the air, and the kick is good. The Ford scoring drive, 11 plays, 75 yards. Took 3 minutes and 18 seconds. Tawee Walker in for the second time in this first half. 9 seconds left of the break. Wisconsin 21, Purdue 6.
Yeah, really, you know, you want to finish your, obviously, drive off at the half. You want to leave little time. I think if you look at the mechanics of that, I'm sure Wisconsin will say, well, there's some things we could do better to manage that clock. But what you love is you finish that drive off. And I really think that throw by Braden Locke, it should have been an easy touchdown. But yep. The pressure got where he had to shuffle off, and he wanted to make sure to get it out there so that C.J. Williams could make a play. Obviously, then you get up there, you run it quick. You still have the timeout, so you have the option to run it. Guys up front did another nice job of hammering through, moving Purdue's guys into the end zone. So you still have a timeout that you didn't even need, and you only left 9 seconds for Purdue here at the end of the half.
And Gavin Lahm set to kick off, runs up, and the kick is away. And a chance for Elijah Jackson, right side at the 2, across the 5, 10, 15-yard line, and he will be driven down shy of the 20. Chris Brooks there in kick coverage for the Badgers. 3 seconds left in the first half.
Well, I think when you look at this all in all, and we, you know, 2 turnovers, it has not been the, you know, super clean by any stretch. But what you love about what Wisconsin has been able to do, they've taken advantage of the opportunities that Purdue has given, and the red zone defense has been the key here in the first half. When Wisconsin has turned it over, they've limited the damage by what Purdue was able to do.
And Hudson Card will just drop to a knee as we hit halftime at Camp Randall Stadium. Yeah, as Todd said, limiting the Boilermakers to just the field goals after the turnovers. And the Badgers put 21 points on the board through the first 30 minutes of play. Wisconsin football brought to you by UW Health and Sports Medicine, the healthcare team of the Badgers, and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Our score at the half, Wisconsin 21, Purdue 6. Coming up, Mike Keller has the halftime report presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. He's up next. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans provide best-in-class traits and genetics that perform. In farming, bushels matter to your bottom line. Our field-proven products deliver high yields year after year. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more.
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Should defend the Ad Council.
Badger football is brought to you by Ford. Fearless as a Badger. That's a Ford SUV. Check one out at your Wisconsin Ford dealer. Jones Dairy Farm. Making breakfast better since 1889. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards. Proud partner of Badger football. This is the Badger Halftime Show.
And our American Family Insurance Halftime Report rolls on here. Wisconsin with three touchdowns in the first half. Purdue with two field goals. Badgers did turn it over a couple of times. Purdue once on a muffed punt. And Wisconsin has the lead at the break, 21-6. Wisconsin shorthanded at the wide receiver position with Will Pauling out and also Bryson Green banged up. So they've turned to Tretch Kekahuna, who we've been trying to see with the ball in his hand. Some pop passes and opportunity going on there. And then a couple of late first half plays helping to set up a touchdown going into the break. Wisconsin scores with 9 seconds left in the first half. And at the break, it is Wisconsin 21 and Purdue 6. So far in the first half, Braden Locke, 8 of 17 for 127 yards, the touchdown and two interceptions. One Pauling and sat on his back and turned into an interception. The other one was a bad throw. The Badgers getting some pressure on Purdue in the throw game by bringing some blitz packages. And at the break, it is Wisconsin 21 and Purdue 6. Our American Family Insurance Halftime Report continues. We'll check out scores from across the country when we come back. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, it's Matt and Matt from Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizzas, a proud supporter of UW Badgers Athletics. Nothing beats sports season. Every touchdown scored, every spike for side out, every three, that's nothing but net. Sports brings us all together. And the greatest conduit of it all is a Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza, loaded with the finest high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brewpub pizzas are a must-have for your game-time grub. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section of your local grocery store.
For over 100 years, David Catt has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local Catt dealer, David Catt provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Favit Catt is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FavitCatt.com or call your local Favit Catt store for more information. Favit Catt is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger football from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Our scoreboard update presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Big Ten action going on right now at the halftime outside of here. It is Penn State leading UCLA 14-3, that one in Happy Valley at the break. Here at Camp Randall, Wisconsin leads Purdue 21-6 at the half, and the Badgers will begin the second half with the football. Last night, number 6 Oregon beat Michigan State 31-10, and now it is Oregon hosting Ohio State next week. Buckeyes have one later this afternoon. Number 3 Ohio State home with Iowa. That's at 2:30. Number 23 Indiana at Northwestern later today. Also a good one to pay attention to, Rutgers, Wisconsin's opponent next week, will play at Nebraska at 3 o'clock against the Cornhuskers. Tonight, it's number 10 Michigan at Washington and number 11 USC at Minnesota. Both of those games will kick at 6:30. Elsewhere in top 25 action, number 25 Texas A&M, 24-0 over 9th-ranked Missouri. That game is at the half. Also, number 22, Louisville trails at home against SMU 21-13 going to the break there. Our halftime report presented by American Family Insurance continues in a moment. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Wisconsin 21, Purdue 6. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
We know you're a fan, but is Badger pride in your blood? Here's your chance to prove it. This season, Abbott and the Big Ten are kicking off the largest blood donation competition of our lifetime to fight one of the worst blood shortages in a generation. Simply visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up for the We Give Blood Drive and help settle once and for all that the Badgers give the most spirit. Again, visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Suddenly, your blood goes cold and you realize that excitement means it's time to vehicle shop. With all the cost inflation, where does a parent go for a good vehicle at a reasonable price? The only place that comes to mind, Johnson & Sons Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. It's not a matter if they get in an accident, but when and how bad. So team up with a great team for sales and service and sleep a little better. Parenting is hard enough. Let them take away your stress. Feel more confident when your teen drives away.
Hi, I don't call radio stations very often.
Your calls are the best calls.
And keeping you inspired and informed is part of the civic media vision.
Thank you very much for broadcasting the Liz Cheney question and answer. I really appreciated that, hearing her voice, and for you to broadcast it like that was wonderful.
Listen to the Liz Cheney interview now on our website, civicmedia.us. Real news and great conversation.
Find it on your local civic media radio station and the app.
Once again with you at halftime, American Family Insurance Halftime Report continues. I'm Mike Keller. Billy Schmidt, host of the postgame show, along with Lance Allen, joins me at the half as he always does. Billy, Wisconsin taking advantage of a Purdue mistake on back-to-back fumble punts. The second one, Wisconsin recovered, turns it into a touchdown. And then a big hit to Vinny Anthony, so Wisconsin taking advantage early.
Yeah, and Mike, I also think that being able to take advantage early and then rise to the occasion, biggest story of the first half, defense stepping up in two goal-to-go situations, keeping this thing at 14-6, and then being able to score the final touchdown of the half right there with the final couple of seconds. I also think, Mike, when wanting to get everything out of a 60-minute game, we talk about a chicken soup game, make everyone feel good after today's outcome. You can feel good as the coaching staff. Things got rolling, hit some adversity there, back-to-back turnovers, giving the ball right around midfield on the plus side to Purdue a couple of times. Good learning experience on both sides in a really successful first half so far.
One of the storylines this year for Wisconsin's defense, and I'll get to it in a moment, is lack of pressure, but you brought up the stops after back-to-back turnovers. Wisconsin gives the ball away. Will Pauling mishandled a throw. Ball sat on his back, ends up being an interception. Pauling got hurt on the play, hasn't returned to the field since. Also, the next interception, but Wisconsin, as you mentioned, goal to go twice, and they stiffen up, and in part they did it by bringing pressure packages, because in their base rush, Card is standing back there all day.
Yeah, and Mike, I also think what you've been able to see is the lateral speed of the Badgers defense in those goal to go situations. That was something they stressed in the offseason trying to get better at. Sebastian Cheeks, you see at least a little bit, John Pius and company, but that play, make no mistake, by some of their cornerstones, Jake Chaney and Hunter Walder right there on the goal line of the speed option. You got to be able to get big plays from your best players, and that's where you're going to be able to make those plays there. And we're going to see who their best and biggest players are now on the offense, because some of the household names are going to be out here for the second half, most likely.
Tawee Walker and Darian Dupree getting the workload at running back. Chez Malusi stepped away from the program earlier this week. They're two different running backs. Dupree is a home run threat, and Walker is going to get you the yards blocked plus three or four more.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are seeing the three and thinking you add like 6 inches on there, you could put a two and it'd be John Clay for Tawee Walker. Physical is all get out. He's leaning onto his blocks, Mike, right? He's generating holes as well. But I think there's a lot of people at Camp Randall and a lot of people watching, listening, that want to see Darian Dupree.
Yeah.
There's an explosive factor to him. Talked about it in the pregame. I know you did as well with Matt. There's a element to him in the pass game that I think they want to be able to unearth. You ease in a young man like that. This is his fifth college game, but you're seeing why he was as regarded as he is.
Billy, it worked out. Wisconsin got in the end zone, but it was a little nervy on clock management on the final drive of the first half.
Yeah, and, I mean, Mike, we're so far away. I don't exactly know. I don't know who Phil Longo was yelling at. I wouldn't want to be on the receiving end of it when it looked like at 25 seconds, clock starts winding down. But again, and this is bailout from some young receivers. Vinny Anthony makes a massive play on the hole shot RPO against the cover two. Beautiful step in the ground and go take the grass. And C.J. Williams coming up big with a play right there at the goal line.
Yeah, and that ball, I mean, that's a walk-in touchdown, and Braden Locke missed him a little bit. Williams had to do something special to make the catch, and then they roll it in. What do you want to see here in the second half when we get underway?
I think you want to see the Badgers establish the ground game. I think right now Purdue is gettable in that spot. The Badgers have been able to move it through the air. But again, keep consistently stuffing on the defensive side. The only way that they've gotten points generated anything is on a short field. I don't see the Boilermakers being able to drive on this Badger defense. Keep that going.
Billy Schmid will walk you through the postgame alongside of Lance Allen after this one is all said and done. Coming up on our American Family Insurance Halftime Report, Matt and Mark return. We'll look at some of the first half stats presented by Construction Business Group. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is seeking to hire licensed psychologists and other mental health clinicians looking for a rewarding career providing vital mental health services to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards. I guess he's okay.
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. For a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Generac is here to protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Power up today with Econ Electric on Highway 54 in Wisconsin Rapids. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot.
But lead miners are the original badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Of your local grocer today.
Badger football is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by Kloss, ag equipment made for more. Now, with the call of the second half, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Wisconsin 21, Purdue 6 at the half. Check out some of the first half stats presented by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Build your career, join 139.com. The Badgers with 200 yards of offense to 135 for the Boilermakers. Tawee Walker getting a good workload here. 14 carries, 65 yards, no negative plays for Walker, and two touchdowns. Darian Dupree with three totes for 8 yards. Devin Maccabee leads the way for the Boilermakers, 10 totes for 33 yards. In the passing department, Hudson Card is 8 of 14 for 97 yards. Was sacked once. Braden Locke, 8 of 17, 127 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions. Tretch Kekahuna leading the way with three catches, a couple of pop passes in there for 33 yards. Max Clare with two grabs for 26. Now remember, the Badgers have been, because of injuries, without for much of this first half, Bryson Green, Will Pauling, and Tyrell Henry. Take a look at the third down conversion rate, 2 out of 6 for Wisconsin, 1 of 7 for Purdue. Possession time heavily in Purdue's favor at 19 minutes and 17 seconds compared to 10:43. In the first half. 21-6, Wisconsin leads Purdue at the half.
Yeah, but it feels different. I know that time of possession stat, it feels different than last week, and I think part of it is because Wisconsin's finding a way to get off the field on third down. Last week, obviously, that was not the case. So I think defensively and in what these guys have been able to do, stopping Purdue in the red zone when they've turned the football over, that has been the key to this game, because if you look at yards and everything else, it's 135 to 200, time of possession. Purdue is hanging in there, but Wisconsin has taken advantage of the opportunities they've been given.
I mentioned those injuries to the Badgers' receiving core. Let's get an update as we send it downstairs to Patrick.
So there are three of them in the wide receiver room. The first one, Will Pauling, will return. That's the good news. He is back from his lower leg injury. Bryson Green has been downgraded to doubtful, but they haven't ruled him out just yet. Tyrell Henry, the wide receiver and return man, is out for the rest of the game. Again, all three of them with lower leg injuries, but the headline here is that Will Pauling will play in the second half.
All right, thank you, Patrick. Badgers receiving, going north to south, left to right here in quarter number three. Beautiful day, sun shining brightly. Now it is officially sun splashed.
Definitely.
Scoring at home.
A lot of splashing of sun.
Yeah, those clouds have cleared out. From partly cloudy to crystal clear, the kick is away, and this will sail into the end zone for the touchback. Second half underway. First and 10 for the Badgers at their 25-yard line.
And that's not Marine Layer, because I know last week we really had a battle with the mountains and the Marine Layer. We talk a lot about that finish in the first half, that, you know, 8 minute, a 4 minute, whatever you want to look at it. And here you get this opportunity. This is something Wisconsin has not been great at, is going out here and really extending here, because now you're up 15. You can really kind of throw an early dagger here if you can put together a long, sustained drive.
So we Walker, the running back, Kekahuna in motion. Here's the handoff to Walker. Got met by Will Heltz back in there. He was shaken up in the first half. Actually, that might be a big one. Yeah, it was Will Helt in there, Joe Anderson as well. But it was Helt leading the charge, gain of 1 to the 26 of Wisconsin, 2nd and 9.
Yeah, he just didn't take the bait. He was supposed to be either the motion man was coming over, he was supposed to go with him. And you know, Wisconsin's done a good job on the backside. That time, Helt did a good job of reading it, getting down the line, making a play.
Two receivers left, C.J. Williams to the right. Locke fakes the handoff to Walker, back to throw. Time to scan, now flips it up and away. As soon as I said time to scan, he got some pressure, and a penalty marker is down. on the Purdue side of the line of scrimmage.
I think
old
Breedlove got a little aggressive with I think that out route was cut short because of the aggressiveness of Breedlove. At least I hope.
Here's the call.
There are fouls by each team that will offset. Intentional grounding. Offense number 18. Holding. Defense. Replay second down.
Yeah, he did not get outside the pocket there, Braden Locke. And that's nowhere near a Badger. So we'll replay second and nine. Opening minute, third quarter, 21-6. Wisconsin leading Purdue.
So that play never existed.
It did not happen.
Okay.
Anthony wide left. Williams at Kekahuna to the right. Hand off Walker off the left side across the 30-yard line. Rolled down by Yanni Karloftis near the 31 of Wisconsin. Brings up third and four.
Yeah, pulled Huber, pulled Malman. Kick out, little log block up, and then Tawee Walker did a great job keeping his feet churning, setting up this third and four.
Well, we'll see if they can convert. 2-0-6 with the Badgers in the first half of play. Three receivers right, one on the left. Kekahuna, Ashcraft, and Williams out on the right side. Vinny Anthony is to the left. Nyland Green creeping up on a little press coverage there. Back to throw, lock, four-man rush over the middle. Pass caught by C.J. Williams in a first down up near the 40-yard line. Boltras Alessandro on the tackle. First and 10 for the Badgers at their 39-yard line.
Yeah, what I like there is the you know, fake. You heard the claps up here, and that kind of had Purdue tip what they were going to do. And I'm not sure what the adjustment was that Wisconsin made, but they ran a little slant across the middle. C.J. Williams beat his man. Locke put it right where he needed to.
On first and 10, Locke will hand it to Walker. Got hit behind the line of scrimmage. Penalty marker flies. Walker taken down behind the line of scrimmage. Dylan Thieneman crashing in there for a loss of one, but we'll check out the penalty. Here's the call again from Chris Coit.
Personal foul, illegal block below the waist, offense number 79. 15-yard penalty, still first down.
It's Jack Nelson, the left tackle.
Yeah, and you can cut inside the tackle box. And I know talking to Luke this week, that's something, you know, unfortunately got Aaron Witt last week, one of the offensive players. That's something that we're getting, and just looking at the replay, it's always a tricky line. You want to get guys cut on the backside, but you can't have anyone engaged with you, or if the ref sees it, you're going to get 15.
So it's first down and long as Locke rolling off to his right, throwing to his right, caught by Kekahuna, who scoots out of bounds at the 31-yard line in Wisconsin territory. You still need 18 for the first down here. A little more than 2 minutes gone in the second half. 21-6 Wisconsin. It is second down and 18 for the Badgers.
That was a design sprint out there. You saw right tackle Riley Malman come hard out to the right side and invite his defensive end to come inside. Then he seals, gave Locke a little room to pick up, throw that ball to Kekahuna.
Two receivers left, two receivers right. Kekahuna slot right, jogs in motion to the left. Snap back to Locke, three-man rush. Braden looking, still looking, looking to his left, winds it up, fires over the middle, pulled down Kekahuna, 45-50. He's to the 40, 35, cutting right, 30. Tretch to the 20, 10, 5, touchdown Wisconsin. Tretch Kekahuna to the house, and it's 27-6 Wisconsin.
Great route, nice throw, but that was all by the offensive line for Wisconsin. Locke had all day. He was able to reset his feet two or three different times, and you gave Kekahuna enough space across the middle. And then, as we saw with Vinny Anthony early, just that speed was able to elude all of the rest of Purdue's defensive backs, and another big play through the passing game.
Well, Tretch showing off some of that speed as well as the Badgers get some more big play productivity. Nathaniel Vakos for the PAT. And it is good. So the Badgers in that middle eight portion we talked about.
Pretty good middle eight
yes,
today.
Yes, sir. Really good. We will take a break here at Camp Randall. Horsepower to amplify your willpower. Capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard and built Ford Tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. 69 yards on the connection. Locked to Kekahuna. 12-14 left in the third quarter. Wisconsin 28, Purdue 6. This is Badger football from Learfield.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 69 yards. Brain Locke and Tretch Kekahuna. 12-14 left in the third quarter. Wisconsin 28, Purdue 6.
Yeah, there was just so much good about that play, and it started, you know, Purdue only rushed 3, dropped, you know, 8. But the O-line gave all kinds of time, reset. But then Tretch did a great job of adjusting. It was an out route. Purdue covered it. His second reaction was great. But then the throw, they dropped their outside linebacker, and you had to throw it over him into that opening. And then what I loved most, obviously the speed of Kekahuna and everything else, guys finishing on the perimeter and the blocking, because that would have been a 30-yard gain. What you saw, C.J. Williams, great effort to block his guy. Nowakowski did a great job of sprinting down, and that's how you turn a big play into a home run.
There's Gavin Lomb kicking off and steers it to the far boundary, and it did not get to the end zone. It went out of bounds, so that'll cost Wisconsin 10 yards. The Boilermakers begin at their 35-yard line.
Yeah, I really think the offensive line, from a pass protection standpoint, they've done a good job of running the football as well, but really have taken a hold of this game and given Braden Locke as much time as he's needed. And when you've talked about a couple of the wide receivers going down, maybe not everything is quite as fluid as normal, you need to give your quarterback a little bit more time, and they have done that today, and that's why we've seen a couple of these big home run plays.
Well, here's Hudson Card and the Purdue offense staring at a 22-point deficit here early in the third quarter. Jamal Edrin, one of three receivers to the left, and we're having trouble getting organized there offensively, and Purdue has to burn a timeout, first charge timeout of the half for the Boilermakers. 12-14 left in the third quarter. And with that, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Again, Purdue with a new coordinator, Jason Simmons, offensive coordinator. I don't know if that was specifically what was there, but when you come back off of a kickoff, you need a timeout. You know, not good.
That's never a great sign from a coaching standpoint, because your stuff happens, but you have to have that stuff kind of dialed in, ready to go. Usually you'll do a little huddle on the sideline before you go out. But a good thing for Wisconsin.
All right. They'll have two receivers left, two receivers right. Edwin slot on the right side. Hudson Card in the Purdue offense. Card gets the snap, looking to throw over the middle. Caught by Edwin across the 40-yard line. And It's popped to the turf by Nizir Forkurine at the 46 and a gain of 11, first and 10 Purdue.
Yeah, and this is what you have to not allow yourself to get complacent. You pull ahead, you do, you know, the offense does its job. Now it's time for the defense to kind of shut the door completely, giving up a big play on first down.
Devin Mockaby is the running back. Three receivers right, one on the left. Card takes the handoff. He's now going to throw it left side. That is caught by Tibbs inside the 45 of Wisconsin. Preston Zachman will take him out of bounds at the 40 of the Badgers, but a penalty coming up. It looks like this play is coming back. An ineligible man downfield. That was that little triple option there. Hudson Card showing it to the running back, pulling it, and giving the impression he's going to run. That's going to be tough for a lineman, Mark. It really is.
It's impossible because you're blocking and you're moving guys and you have to get up to the second level. And it was a well-executed play by Purdue, except for, I think, their right tackle finished too far down the field. And I actually appreciate his acting skills. He tried to veer back to get behind the line of scrimmage. The ref caught him, and he was trying to show, no, I wasn't, but he